Good morning, I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have some guys from PrintLink in this morning. Bruce, you are the founder and owner of PrintLink. Zach, you are the number one guy. Number two guy, I guess.
Number two.
Number two guy. Bruce, you're still number one guy.
Sort of.
You're kind of looking towards the future.
Right.
And that's why Zach's kind of riding on under your coattails, your wings, something like that.
I'm just letting him learn, and when he's ready, he's going to take it into the future.
Yeah. So PrintLink is what, Bruce?
It is a commercial printing company, local here in Cookeville. And we started off as a print broker. And
what does that mean for us laymen that aren't in the printing industry?
Well, when I started, I had nothing. And so I went around and gathered print jobs from different companies and got them done at a discount.
Like you would go to a printer and get them printed somewhere else. But you would kind of be the middleman.
I was a freelance salesman, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when I got enough business together, I bought some equipment and started from there.
And this was 29 years ago.
29 years ago,
that
yes.
You started. Are you looking to celebrate your 30th anniversary with PrintLink?
I am. I don't know what we'll do for it, but we'll celebrate some way.
When you think about the fact that you've owned a business for 29 years and what print has changed in 29 years,
oh, wow.
Is that overwhelming or is it a sense of pride? What's that feeling kind of thinking back?
Sort of all of that. It is amazing how much it has changed since I've been around. I've been around printing for over 30 years, mm-hmm. and it's just completely different now. But I changed with the times, and just glad to be here.
Well, I think that's something when you think about small businesses, just think about the past 5 years since COVID has happened, how many businesses have started and closed just in the last 5 years. And when you think of being a staple of our community that's been around for nearly 30 years, that's pretty impactful. And you clearly have done some right things along the way.
I tried to treat people the way I wanted to be treated, and we do what we say we'll do, which is kind of rare nowadays, it seems to me.
Yeah, following through. So what gave you the idea? You had obviously been in printing before you started your own company. What made you decide to step out and start something where you didn't even own printing equipment at the time?
Sometimes circumstances happen, and it's I graduated from Tennessee Tech with a journalism degree and worked for an ad agency here in town for a while. And then I kind of watched that one of my responsibilities was to broker out the printing that we were designing, you know, brochures and magazines. And so one of my responsibilities was to get them printed. And I kind of liked that, kind of liked the whole thing. So circumstances, you know, we had our first child, and I figured out I was responsible for her, and so I needed to do something. So
yeah,
I just went out and started handing out business cards and telling people I was a print broker, and after I got enough business, you know, I put some equipment in the garage and just build up from there. We moved after spending a couple of years like that. We moved, I rented, I think, 1,200 square feet down below the square there on Jefferson. Mm-hmm. And we were there for, I think, about 9 years. I think a lot of people will know us from there. And after that, I figured out we needed a lot more space and a lot bigger doors.
Was there a point where you, because with printing, you could continue with small jobs and small, you know, pieces of print material. Where did you kind of think it's either time to grow and pivot or I can stay small? What was kind of that moment?
Well, that's a good question. I spent most of my energy and time trying to keep us small. I know that kind of goes against the grain for a lot of companies, but I watched a lot of big companies go down in flames when they got too big and were trying to carry the overhead mm-hmm. in bad times, because I watched that. And so we tried to do as much as we could with as little as we could for as long as we could, because I did not want the overhead.
Yeah. And then what moment did you think, okay, now I got to get bigger doors and get out of this building? And was there a certain job specific that you thought, okay, it's time?
I think we just built up enough work mm-hmm. to where we just couldn't do it anymore where we were. And so I built a 5,000 square foot building out on off 111, and we deliver to most of our customers, so it doesn't really matter where we are mm-hmm. as long as we're close.
Yeah.
And we're close. You know, 111's a great place to be out where we are by the UPS hub.
Yeah, it's close enough, but it's a area that has a lot of room for space.
Right.
Big trucks can get out there if you need to have, I'm sure some stuff has pallets though.
Oh, lots.
You know,
lots
at this point, which, you know, thinking back 30 years ago, the guy that's going around to these businesses and saying, hey, I can get your print jobs done for you. Does it feel weird to be that same guy that has these huge pallets of print material that's getting done?
It does. It does. I look back on it now and it's kind of like, it almost seems like maybe with a dream a little bit that, mm-hmm. that all we have now and looking at some of the equipment we have now, it's hard to believe.
I think that everybody kind of talks about their businesses being another child for them. And, you know, you think of your children, you mentioned your daughter was born and you can kind of remember their first Christmas or their first steps or their first words or whatnot. What kind of first really stick out over the last 29 years for you in your mind with the business?
That's a great point. That's how I describe it to people, that, you know, we have two kids and then I have PrintLink and mm-hmm. it's really three.
Yeah.
You know, because of the way I look at PrintLink, the way I feel about it. So that's a lot's happened over 30 years.
Any outstanding memories that really kind of made you feel like, oh, we've kind of made it a little bit? I think, so, you know, hiring a first employee is always a big,
yes,
you know, kind of thing. Or like you said, moving to a building or a certain job, anything that stands out specifically to you?
I guess I'm thinking about getting through the rough times and then coming out on the other side, because, you know, 9/11.
Gosh, that's crazy to think that you were in business during 9/11.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. But getting through that time, but really the Great Recession of 08, mm-hmm. 09 for us, because a lot of things hit right then. Our two biggest customers went down, and then you had the Great Recession on top of that, and a lot of printing companies and a lot of companies went out then. So what we did, since we didn't have a lot of overhead and were, you know, didn't have a lot of that, I bought one or two during that time, and probably one or two more just went out of business completely. So
other printing companies.
Yes.
So you could get local. All their merchandise or their
So we survived, mm-hmm. is my point.
Yeah.
And so that stands out to me, is surviving the really rough times.
Well, and I think that people there's this kind of push, like print is dead, or print is dying. What's your thoughts on that? What's your take on that? I'm guessing you're saying that we're still here to stay.
They've been saying that for 30 years or more now.
Yeah.
And we've had, and it's kind of funny, it's a joke we have that, you know, we have customers who have been telling us, oh, we're going to go paperless. They've been telling us that for, these same customers have been telling us that for 20 years now. So,
well, and even like, you know, when it comes to a business card, there's so many other types of business cards these days that, you know, people are like, mm-hmm. you can just touch your phones together. You can, you know, there's a metal. I was at an event the other day and a lady passed around a metal card. Mm-hmm. But there's just something about that paper business card that you can take home, or you can write notes on it, or you can, you know, I would scan a business card and then I'd be like, what's her name again? I can't even, it's in my phone somewhere. And I'm not even, it's not like I'm 80 years old.
No, and that's the thing people run into now that I've noticed a lot of is when people use those cards or they touch their phones together at networking events or conferences. After so long, you either don't remember the person's name, you don't remember their company, but if you have the business card or if you have something physical like a brochure or a flyer from that person, it helps you remember and be able to associate with it and be able to go back and reference that later on.
So, Zach, you're a little bit younger than Bruce. Do you think that you, you know, I think it's like this, oh, well, we're more of a digital age and it's a generational thing. Do you think you are more of that digital age of things, or do you still, because of the line of work, you still use paper, or what's?
I'm definitely a member of that generation where we grew up with no technology, and then you kind of
we grew up, yes.
I wasn't going to say that, but we literally grew up with technology and grew with it. So having to adapt to that, and there are definitely things that technology makes easier, but there's a lot of things it makes more difficult.
I love a paper planner still. Like, there is something about your body physically writing something down or holding something in your hand that I think we forget sometimes. We're so inundated with digital advertising that there is something still, it's almost like it's come back around, that print advertising matters more than it did in 1995. I mean, I think that there's, you know, something tangible that you can hold stands out now than it did, you know, in 1994 or whatever. It probably was getting lost in the shuffle of things, just like digital media is now.
People, when they go to doctor's offices, they still sit there and flip through magazines or looking at posters on the walls or things like that. So,
yeah, you still need things to read here and there. So we'll be right back in a second. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have the guys from PrintLink in today, Bruce and Zach. Thank you so much for being here. So we're kind of talking about the changes that have happened over the last 30 years, but what do we see kind of right now when it comes to print? What are the services that you're offering? I'm sure they've changed over the time, but what kind of services, if I'm listening right now, what would I want to call you guys to do?
We do anything from business cards and brochures and flyers to booklets and magazines and postcard mailers. We've just gotten into like banners and yard signs. So those are some trade show materials is a good way to think of it. Or let's see, custom notepads, business forms.
And one of the things we've had to print different, you know, notepads for things or we, you know, have business cards, and as the Biz Foundry, we printed things across the time. But it's so hard sometimes when you do an online company and you don't have that customer service experience.
That's what we've got to offer, really, is we're local and we're, you know, we deliver. So when people get in a bind, you can't count on, you know, somebody somewhere far away getting it to you before your event.
Well, and one of the things we just ordered, we had a new employee, so I wanted to order business cards that matched our business cards. Did the best I could. I think somebody had ordered them last time, and they came in, and his were a cheaper quality, basically. And I'm like, oh, man, I felt so bad because I couldn't feel online. I couldn't take the card to a company and say, hey, can you match this? And when you have professionals that are local that have years and years of experience, y'all can say that paper is this thick, it's this quality, it's this, you know, film or whatever on this one's what makes it shiny or smooth or whatever. And I think that type of customer service so many businesses need and want because it's just easier for them. You make life easier.
That's our goal. Sometimes people outthink themselves too. They think, oh, if I do this, you know, I'm going to save money or, you know, and it's like, if you'll just let us talk and look, you know, right across from you, we can show you ways to save money, and sometimes we can help people and they just don't realize it, you know.
Sometimes there might be an option that you don't even know of that would make your life so much easier.
Well, and I think the other thing is this is what you're doing. You do this all the time. So when you're looking to get a yard sign and someone says, hey, you need it to be this material, and then you you know, go and have a consultation with you guys, you may say, not the right material. Like, this is going to, you know, wear better in different elements of the outdoors and this and that, where a lot of business owners, because they're business owners, will just give advice to other business owners. They'll tell you what you need, which is not, if you're not in the paper printing industry, you don't know. You know, I that's why you guys make the big bucks, so that you can tell people this is how or why you need to do that.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to be said for being able to reach out to a person and talk to somebody on the phone, or have somebody come sit with you and talk through your options with you, and be able to figure out what you're actually looking for.
Yeah. And I think so often it's that digital sales that it's like, I don't know who's there. I don't know what they're trying to do, or, you know, and so we kind of, businesses think that that's their only option sometimes.
We'll come to their office or to their, and help them, you know, so it's got to be a help.
So, Zach, how long have you been with PrintLink now?
It was 3 years in March.
3 years. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, thanks.
And so what was your draw to PrintLink?
It was closer to home. My wife and I met here at Tennessee Tech, and just being able to get back to a more affordable place to live. When we were living in downtown Nashville, and during COVID and everything, it just became no fun because everything was closed, and then the rents and stuff started to go up. So being able to move back here, being able to have that same quality of life with not having to worry about everything else, it really, really helped. And then after talking to Bruce, they were kind of in that same scenario where it was like, all right, are we ready to start growing a little bit more? And I just kind of came in at the right time, being able to help with the growth of the business.
And you were that young energy that said, yep, we're ready to grow.
Right. Trying to become, I guess, more known in the community, getting involved with more things, and just trying to get my name and our face out there. So,
and you have a business background yourself. You have a MBA?
I do. Yes, ma'am.
And so how do you think that has helped you in this industry?
It's helped bring a new outlook, I guess, on it. I graduated with a degree in marketing. So, of course, when they talk about marketing, it's all, everything's digital and social media and this and that. Mm-hmm. And so being able to, I guess, integrate a little bit of social media, a little bit of digital into a print world has kind of helped a little bit. It's gotten our name out there. For, I'd say, probably 25 of those years, we were mostly word of mouth.
We were a hidden secret a little bit. You know, some people knew about us, and they liked us a lot, but we weren't looking to take on everything.
Like you said, Bruce, you were kind of trying to keep it smaller.
We were. I was.
And not
yes.
overextend yourself.
Yes.
And Zach, you see the benefit for expansion and growth, and you kind of see a path for that.
Yes. The name recognition helps, and the more that people see you out and about, the more that people see your logo in other businesses or on banners, on magazines, on things that you've printed, it just helps with that exposure and more people knowing where we are and what we do and how we can help.
Well, and I would imagine with a business background and the things that you learned, even though it's mainly digital, you still understand the concept of marketing and advertising and how important that is. I think that sometimes that's not what people know as a business owner. And so I'm sure they send you a grainy, pixelated graphic or logo or even a picture. And some people would just throw it on there and say, okay, that's great. And you can look on there and say, this is not going to work. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let you advertise your company in this way.
Correct. Yeah. When people send you thumbnails, they don't realize it's literally a thumb, like a size of a thumbnail. Mm-hmm. And people will send you things that's, oh, this worked on my website. It's like, it's not going to blow up to a 24x36 like you want it to be.
Yeah, and go on a banner that looks good and all that kind of stuff.
We won't do it if it's not going to work. We won't do it.
Do you think that you have some of your skills from school has helped to be able to help other business owners? Hey, this is what you need to do to make this image better quality for print.
I think so. I'm definitely a people person, so I enjoy talking to people and helping people. So that aspect of it where you can just kind of sit down with somebody and be like, they'll say, I want to make a business card. And it's like, well, what do you want it to look like? Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have, you walk them through the process of, well, do you have a logo? Like, what do you want? And we can put together some samples for them. And
well, and even in the world of Canva these days, so everybody thinks they're a graphic designer now because they have Canva at their fingertips. Mm-hmm. It's still not foolproof. People mm-hmm. can put 17 different fonts on one business card. Mm-hmm. People can, I have had the hardest time, and I have, you know, a smidge of knowledge about this stuff, getting an image to download in printable quality from Canva is hard.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of steps.
It's a lot of steps, and it's not very so having somebody that can kind of help you through that is part of the process too. Yes, mm-hmm. we know that a lot of business owners have a lot of skills at their fingertips, but having that ability to consult with people locally is amazing. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Stick with us. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Bruce Helton and Zach Ring in today from PrintLink. So 30 years, where do you kind of go from there? You have some customers, I'm sure, that have been really loyal with you. Zach, you've kind of been hustling to get new customers on board. What do you see the next 5 to 10 years looking like for you guys?
Hopefully continuing to grow and expand our customer base. We really enjoy working with, large companies that try to do stuff in-house, but we can help them either do it better or more efficiently. So any of those kind of, I don't know.
So a large company means like Averitt kind of size company to you, or what is a large company?
That's one aspect of a large company. Other ones are, churches, a lot of churches do stuff in-house. There are other, other manufacturing companies. Mm-hmm. Schools, they also do a lot of mm-hmm. stuff in-house.
So as you grow your big customer base up a little bit, does that mean you aren't working with small businesses as much? So, you know, somebody that wants to order 250 business cards, are they still in your...
Oh, yeah. We'll do anything.
Mm-hmm. Those are just kind of the customers, I guess, that we're trying to grow with. Mm-hmm. But we definitely love working with the small businesses. I mean, being a small business ourselves, we love helping out nonprofits. We love helping out charities. And when they have their fundraisers, we always love helping out with those and with the invitations and the banners and the decorations.
So one of the things that I think most printing companies can do, you can say you want to advertise, you know, a new business opening, and I can tell you I want to send this postcard to this zip code, and you guys can take care of that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's one of the things we do. We see a lot of new businesses because the first place they go to usually is a printing company to get started. And so we see a lot of people come when they want to start a business.
I think sometimes that's kind of this hidden gem or hidden service that printing companies provide, is that I don't have to hand write or figure out how to mail merge or hand stamp everything, or, you know, all those kind of things. There's a lot of skill set that you provide to help for major events, major advertising campaigns, as well as the day-to-day brochures and rack cards and business cards that businesses need throughout their day.
That's why we've kept some customers for as long as we have. I've got customers still today from 25 years ago because we make it easy for them. Mm-hmm. And that's our goal, is to make it easy on the customer.
Where do you see, so growing the bigger businesses, keeping the smaller businesses as well, do you see yourself adding jobs, hiring more people? Kind of where is there a limit, Zach, for you as you kind of are shadowing and looking to take over things in the future? Is there a limit? Bruce is giving him a look. What's the answer?
I want to hear what the answer is.
I don't think there's a limit. We just kind of have to have the business to warrant the expansion, kind of as we've done so far. When you get to that certain point where the business is kind of outperforming what you have, mm-hmm. that's where the adding an extra person or an extra machine or things that'll make our life easier and make it to where we can help our customers better.
What have you seen, Bruce, what kind of new printing over, again, the internet wasn't really around when you started.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have the internet.
You had the yellow pages.
Exactly. We did. We used yellow pages.
So what new printing service or technique have you offered over the time that you're like, this was something that was revolutionary, it really changed things?
Well, going from offset presses to digital presses was probably the big hurdle. Mm-hmm. You know, when I started, we had to burn film and plates, and it took, literally, it took weeks to do a job. Now that we can do in a half an hour. Mm-hmm. You know, we can turn out full color jobs now in a half an hour that would have taken
a long time. Well, and Zach, knowing business, knowing how to serve your customers, that doesn't mean you know about printing. So how has that learning curve been for you since you joined the team and just learning, you know, I mean, some of these machines I'm sure are pretty robust and seem really intimidating. How's that learning curve been for you?
Learning the old side of it helps you appreciate the new side of it. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of all, by the time I was here, we'd kind of mostly swapped over to digital. Mm-hmm. But hearing the stories about in the pressman days where you're literally having to mix ink and make PMS 232, and they're looking at a card and it tells them, all right, well, that's 14% of this color and 32% of this color and 60% of this color. And they're just sitting there with a...
And that was... In your time, Bruce.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I mean, you think of it, you see things like that in movies, mm-hmm. and you think, well, that's the olden days. That's not in my lifetime.
The Benjamin Franklin days.
Yeah, yeah. You think, well.
You're hurting my feelings.
but you, it's hard to kind of put in the process of the behind the scenes. You know, yeah, I've held brochures. I mean, I remember as a kid going to a hotel and you pick up all the rack cards, and how cool was that? But to think, as a kid, you know, I was a kid in the 80s, 90s, how much it took to print one of those rack cards.
A lot of effort.
It's pretty incredible now to think of it. Like, you know, I think, oh, well, I can just print that on my printer at the office and fold it up and, you know, no big deal. It was a lot then.
Yeah, it was a lot. But it's changed, but then in a way it's also stayed the same too a little bit because we still put in the same amount of effort, the same amount of care to print. With the digital press, there's just different little hurdles that you have to get over, and it's the same thing, but a little bit different, if you know what I mean.
How do you make sure that you keep that customer care in the forefront when a job used to take you, you know, you were pretty intimately involved in a job that would take 2 or 3 weeks, and now it's a half an hour. How do you make sure you keep that relationship, that customer service at the forefront?
I just know that the customer is the most important thing. That's why we've been here for 29 years. Without them, we're nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not any reason for us to go in and print stuff if it's not for the customer. So that's motivates me.
We're our own worst critics, too. When we print something out, we look at it and we're like, that does not look good. Mm-hmm. It's like we're going to tweak on it and try to fix it and make it look as best we can. And sometimes that makes it take a little longer just because we'll go back and forth and try to tweak on things, but make it look as bright. And
we see things and care about things that 99% of the public doesn't.
Well, and I think that is the part of working locally. We had done an annual report and half of a picture got cut off. It wasn't something that wasn't how it was when I designed it, but you know, somehow, again, working in Canva, everything changes, all that kind of stuff. And it was like, man, I wish I would have had somebody local that I could have just, you know, printed out a test copy, looked at it with them and said, hey, does this look, you know, appealing to you? This is, and I think that's, as a business, you want to take that time to make sure it's perfect. I think sometimes we get in the rush of, it's good enough. And it sounds like that's, for you, not acceptable.
No.
Correct. And the way that we portray our business is also the way that you portray yours. So we don't want to, in turn, make you look bad by us not doing our jobs.
For sure. I mean, if I say, oh, I got these printed at PrintLink and they're not printed well, people are like, well, that's not where I want to go. Or people will say, oh, this is really good quality. It feels good. It looks good. Where'd you get this printed? You know, yeah. I mean, those are conversations.
Word of mouth is the highest compliment in the best advertising.
And it's worked for you for 29 years.
It sure has.
Like you said, you haven't done a lot of out advertising and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You just flew under the radar and did a good job and got another customer, word of mouth wise.
Right.
So how can people find you if they want to work with you? Where do they go? How do they look for you?
Well, we don't have a website, but we do. You can email us at printlinkprinting@yahoo.com, or you can give us a call anytime, 931-537-7474.
So no social media?
We have Facebook and Instagram. Okay. And LinkedIn.
Okay.
We're trying to grow those, but again, that's another
person. That was not my idea.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's adding another person that we're in the process of working with and trying to grow those platforms.
So people can go to Facebook, Instagram, look up PrintLink, mm-hmm. and at least start following you.
Yep.
And see kind of where what's new and up and coming there, mm-hmm. and follow along there. It's interesting that you don't have a website at the moment. Is that something that's in your future plans as well?
When we have time.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Always. But it is, you know, I think it's making the priority for the things that are most important to your business. And if word of mouth has been working for you, you know, you got to stick with what works for you.
Yeah, I was a little bit stubborn.
But then pivot along with the times as well, right?
Yes, so right. Yeah, when I had to.
When you had to, you brought Zach in and got some fresh blood in there.
Yeah, we'll have a website. We'll go with the future. Zach will take us there.
He's going to take you into the 21st century.
Yep.
What do you want at any last minute? What do you want people to know about PrintLink? In parting words.
Well, I'd like for them to know that we're looking to work for them. You know, if I've not come and talked to them, don't take it. You know, hey, he didn't want to do our work. We want to work for you. So give us a try.
But you were a one man show for a while.
I started off as a one-man show, and we're up to about a half a dozen right now. So.
Yeah, so still for some big, you know, that's half a dozen for the total company.
Yes, we have six employees.
You know, having people out there go into each business to let them know is not always the easiest thing.
Right.
So reach out, look up PrintLink on Facebook, Instagram, or email printlinkprinting@yahoo.com. There's tons of services that they offer, business cards, brochures, flyers, mailers, anything like that, signs.
Banners, yard signs.
Banners, yeah. Yard signs, all that, which the thing that's so great is it's in-house, it's here locally, you're supporting local, but then you can also, you don't have to worry about things getting lost in shipment and all that good stuff.
And so. We deliver.
Mm-hmm. And they deliver. There you go. Thank you so much for coming in. PrintLink with Bruce and Zach. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.